Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
You're listening to a podcast from The Pool. If you enjoy this episode, we'd love it if you could rate, review, and subscribe. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Viv Gruskop, your pool agony aunt. I'm here to tackle your emotional issues and dispense the tough love that your friends are too polite to give. On this week's Dear Viv, what to do when it seems impossible to make new friends? Dear Viv, I started listening to your podcast this year and I find your advice really inspiring. I never thought I'd need it myself, but you talk with such conviction I thought you might be able to help. I've recently moved to a new city where I don't know anyone at all. I'm single, always have been, give or take a few odd things here and there, and I've never really had a group, so to speak. There's nothing wrong with my self-esteem. I'm 25, confident, happy with the way I look, and I can hold a conversation with almost anyone. My reason for moving was simple. I thought I'd find the answers or solutions to my problems somewhere else. I'd been living at home throughout uni and I never managed to make any friends, though I don't believe those two facts are related. Taking the step to move was a brave one, but I was adamant it would improve my situation. I'm studying a master's, which will be extremely helpful when I eventually get on the career ladder at the end of the course. However, I'm not sure I'm cut out for the lonely lifestyle it seems to have brought. I miss home, but I had no friends there. I've tried chatting to people on the course, but it's difficult because it's all different people in each class and I'm only in for a few hours a week. I've applied for lots of jobs and I know that will massively improve my situation if it turns out something good. However, how can I feel that all this wasn't a bad idea? How can I feel like I've done the right thing? I just want to experience life as a normal 25-year-old, going out on weekends and just generally socialising. It's something I have never experienced but crave so much. I live alone and I'm waiting for prospective tenants to move in. Is there any advice you can offer to allow me to meet people? Please help. Yours, struggling student. Dear struggling student, thank you so much for listening to Dear Viv, and I'm glad you think I speak with conviction. I want to assure you that I find it much easier to have conviction and clarity about other people's problems than I do about my own, which I think is something that is true for most of us. That idea ties into something that I hope might help you. I wonder what you would advise yourself here. What if you had a friend in the situation you're currently experiencing? What would you say to them? See if you can stand outside of yourself a little bit and think about that. I'll come back to that idea in a moment. So that's one thing. The other thing is to unpick the particular nature of your situation, which I think is quite specific. Alarm bells ring for me when you say, "The reason for moving was simple. I thought I'd find the solutions to my problems somewhere else." That is not a simple reason for moving. That is a very complex reason for moving. I am struggling myself, struggling student, with some of the contradictions in your letter. You say you're happy and confident and you don't have a problem with your self-esteem. Great. It thrills me to read that. You say you feel lonely where you're living in this new place, and that is completely understandable. Most of us feel lonely or a bit lost when we move to a new place or start a new job. But what concerns me is when you say, "I'd been living at home throughout uni and I never managed to make any friends." This seems unusual to me. I know it's not the same living at home as living in halls of residence, and the rules of university friendships have changed radically since university became so expensive and it became harder for students to live together in groups and easier for more of them to continue living at home with their parents. But this is not a reason to manage without friends for the whole of your undergraduate years. You say, I miss home, but I had no friends there. You say, socialising is something I've never experienced. I feel sad reading this back. Is it that what you would really like to say to me is this? I'm not sure I've ever really had any friends. Is that what you mean? If so, this makes me desperately sad, as you sound like a lovely, interesting, self-aware person, and you so deserve to have other people around you who make you feel good about yourself. It's something we all deserve. So let's get to some home truths and some practicalities here. I think this is about you adjusting to adult, non-student life, like semi-non-student life, because you're postgrad, away from your family, for one. And second, it's about you figuring out what sort of friendships you want to have in your life and how you're going to cultivate them. Do you really have no experience with friendships? Who do you have apart from your family who you could talk to about this? Is there anyone you could reconnect with, even from school days or childhood, who made you feel good about yourself? I think it might be good to practice being friends again with someone you're already comfortable with. If that's not possible, then make friends wherever you can, but don't think about it in a formal way. Just make an effort to talk to anyone who comes across your path in a friendly and interested way. It could be that some of your teachers will end up becoming friends. It could be a neighbour or your new flatmate. Just be open-minded about friendships. They're not necessarily all based on socialising and common interests. They can be based on geography, frame of mind, or even just the schedule of your day. So cultivate opportunities to talk to people and connect with them wherever and however you find them. And I think that way you'll find friendships will form themselves without you having to do anything. Most of all, though, I think, struggling student, let yourself off the hook. There is no timetable for life, and you've not missed out or got anything wrong. You're doing yourself a great favour by being aware that the career path you've chosen at the moment can be a lonely one. And I do know myself what you're talking about, as I also did a master's, and hanging about in a library most of the day can be both a pleasant solitude and a horribly painful one. But it's great that you're thinking of ways to make this path less lonely. Hobbies, I think, would help. An exercise class, volunteering, getting into a regular schedule where you see the same people on the same day at the same time every week, even if it's just the librarians or people in a coffee shop. You ask, how can I feel like this wasn't a bad idea? And how can I feel like I've done the right thing? These questions can apply to all of our situations in life, and they are lifelong questions, so don't torture yourself with them. Try instead to look around you and see the good in your situation. You're in a new place full of opportunities. You just need to be patient and give those opportunities some time to reveal themselves. Whatever you do, do not stay inside and mope. Try things that make you feel a bit afraid. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Don't set unrealistic goals or expect things to change in a matter of days or even weeks. Take each day as it comes. Finally, to return to the idea of standing outside yourself, try to visualise yourself in the future with friends whose company you enjoy. Now live each day secure in the knowledge that those people are going to find you and somehow you're going to find them. What would you do tomorrow, or today even, if you were secure in that knowledge? I'll be thinking of you and sending you friendly thoughts. You already reached out to me, and that's a great sign. It's going to be even easier to reach out to other people. Good luck. That's all for today. If you have a problem you'd like to submit, please send your email to dearviv@thepoolltd.com or tweet us at The Pool UK.
Thanks for listening. Join us again soon.
and sign in to thepool.com, where you can get more content specifically made by us for women like you. We hope we'll see you there.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.